A dozen people provided public input at Tuesday's school board meeting. Most comments involved the question of why the school board is not moving definitively ahead in changing the high school start times. The research has been done, the science is in, but board member Andrew Kaplan says it's a complicated program to implement.
The idea is that there's a lot of medical science behind having the start times later, and that's something we want to do. The trade-off, however, if we keep a three-bell schedule, is that by accommodating our older students, we are going to make it a much earlier start for our younger students, which has a whole other set of problems associated with it.
To avoid having any cohort of students start school before 8 a.m., the district will have to move from a three-bell to a two-bell schedule. Kaplan says there are significant costs to providing enough buses to accommodate this change.
There's a certain amount of turnaround time for our buses, and now we're at the point where we have to consider, okay, do we move to a two-bell schedule where everyone starts a little bit later? And that has a cost associated with it of about $1 million a year in ongoing costs.
Kaplan says the sleep issue is part of the district's overall mental health initiative, which includes adding over $3 million on new positions like school psychologists, social workers, and counselors. Master planning was also part of the public commentary. Allie Ziesler and Superintendent Emmer Conley presented the board with a compelling argument that they needed more public input and more details of projected capital expenditures before proceeding with a bond in November. Member Kaplan agrees there needs to be more discussion.
You know, what's clear is there's a lot of questions from the community about our long-term values and goals and what we want our school district to look like. Things like, what do we want our ideal school size to be? How big do we want our schools? What do we want our graduates to look like? What different pathways do we want to provide for our graduates? And these are all, very key questions that I think we need to decide as a community. And that's what we're trying to do, is start a dialogue, an open dialogue with everyone in the community who has interest in participating.
The board also approved a timeline for selection of a new District 1 school board member to replace outgoing member Phil Kaplan. Applications are being accepted May 17th to June 2nd. Candidates will be interviewed June 5th, and a vote will be taken at the June 6th school board meeting. A reminder that the start time survey closes May 21st. It's on pcschools.us. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.